Proceed to speak.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello? Can you hear me?
Hello? I can hear you.
Hello? Okay. Am I audible? Hi, my name is Sophia Jones. I'm from Groove Publishing House. Am I talking to Mr. Andrew?
Yes.
Yes. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing fine.
Let me fix the sound of my phone. Okay, so the reason why I'm calling you today is you visited our website for some marketing services a while ago, and this is a follow-up call to let you know about a very good opportunity for all the authors that we have on board or maybe that contacted us like a while ago. So we have this book fair going on, and it's in New York. It's called the New York Book. Hello?
I missed your name. I didn't get your name.
Sophia.
Oh, Sophia. No, I've received a couple calls from your people.
Yeah.
Over the last 2 or 3 months, which I'm happy to have received. But
okay.
I told them what I have to tell you now is I'm not ready to move on publishing my stuff yet. I have 3 or even 4 books that I've been working on, but they're not ready to move yet.
Why not? Why do you think, if I may ask? Because obviously I have got this opportunity to talk to you and have a word with you regarding the book that you have. So why do you think you're not ready?
Because they're not ready. they need more work.
We can work along. We can, we can work together and come, take the books to, a vision.
I'm not at that point, Sophia. Your other people have kind of pitch also about, that you could help me. But I'm just not. Eventually, I will be happy to take advantage of the help you're offering. But I'm not ready now. I mean, for one thing, I have to decide whether to make it 4 books or 3 books or 2 books or just one long book. This is in philosophy, and it would be an academic.
Okay,
that's one
I think
thing.
There's
I have
okay,
to
it's
make
a
that decision.
So why don't you, just discuss a few things with us, and then we come to the point, and
I've talked already with your people earlier about different things, is this Wiley or Grove or what group are you?
This is Grove. This is not
Grove,
Wiley.
Okay.
I'm talking from Grove. Grove Publishing House.
Well, I've got calls from Grove also. So.
Yeah, it's okay. I'm sorry if I disturbed you because I was making these follow-up calls that I do every day, and your name came up, and because obviously we have something on board regarding marketing. So I thought that, it would be a great opportunity for you to, showcase your book and showcase your work.
I appreciate your following up, Sophia, the way you have. I don't want to discourage you for that, but I'm
that's very sweet of you.
I'm simply not ready. No, I've got your name and numbers, phone numbers and contacts on file myself. And when I'm ready to move on this, and maybe 1 month or 2 months, I'm not sure.
Why don't you what's the genre? Hello?
Hello?
Do I still have you there? Yeah. What's the genre for your book? Is it philosophy?
That's what I said. Yes, philosophy.
Okay, it's philosophy. And how many? So you have a script. We can work you. We can help you to work on the script. We have great writers who can edit and proofread and everything.
Right,
like
I know.
Format and edit.
Your people have told me that before, and I'm glad to know that. But I'm just not ready to ask for that service yet. So,
why so? Is it something related to finances, or is it just in general that you're not ready to publish your book, something like that?
just in general, you know, but I don't want to create the impression that I'm just at the beginning of my project. No, I've been working on this for 4 or 5 years now.
So why aren't you, like, if you have been working for, like, 4 or 5 years, see, you have this piece that you want to put up on shelf, but then again, if you'll just keep that on the shelf, how will people ever know about it? So, you know, like, at least either, you know, like, what I would suggest you,
Sophia, I have to ask you that we terminate the conversation here because I'm not ready to move with you guys. I appreciate your calling me, but I don't really appreciate your nagging me, you know, coming at me again and again. This is at least the third time.
No, it's fine. It's completely fine. It's completely fine, and I'm sorry about nagging you regarding the, you know, like, publishing process. But I wish you luck, and I really hope launch this book soon, like, soon enough that I can see, like, with us or with, like, whosoever you want to do with it. But yeah, best of luck for the book, sir, and I'm really sorry if I would nag you.
I have you in my book, you know, for kind of consultation when the time comes.
I'm really glad you do have us, you know, like, you have our contact number, as you know, like, if you ever change your mind regarding like publishing the book anytime soon, you can contact us, and it will. You're very sweet, though. I must say you're very sweet. You're a very nice man, as I can, you know, like, predict by just talking to you for, like, 6 minutes. So it was lovely talking to you, sir. And, again, my apologies for nagging you on this. And I had no clue that our team has already contacted
you.
You
understand what's going on. No, but you know, so it's okay. But thank you for the call. And I suppose I'll be receiving a follow-up call from somebody in a week or two else on your list.
I'll make sure that it won't happen again.
Okay. Okay, Sophia. Thank you very much.
You have a good day, sir.
Have a good day. You too.
You have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.